Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. I'm laughing because my producer chose the music today, and he chose that wonderful, it's called the laughing version of Elvis Presley's Are You Lonesome Tonight, which was recorded in Vegas. And it is impossible for me to listen to that and not break up. It is very funny. He can't contain himself, and the humor is all based on the fact that the girl in the background doing the background singing is just continuing to do it uninterrupted and undeterred by Elvis making jokes and laughing, and it's just wonderful. Speaking of Elvis, as I think I told you in segment one, I'm a regular contributor for a wonderful website called 12most.com, and my 23rd article for them is about the 12 most vital lessons to live and the 12 most vital lessons to learn from Elvis, or to learn and love from Elvis. And I would love you to go look at 12most.com and find my name, Bruce Allen, and see that column. It's kind of interesting, and I bet you there are things about Elvis that you did not know that you will learn from that. I am a major Elvis fan. Today's topic has been, are you a social media addict? And with Pastor Drew Sams, we talked about the specifics of social media and its impact both positively and negatively on people and kids in particular. And with Wayne, we talked about the more general notions of addiction. I want to go back to the primary column and again repeat the definition of an addict. The definition of an addict from dictionary.com is a person who is addicted to an activity, habit, or substance. For instance, a drug addict. Seems simple to enough if you think about it. I know that I'm addicted to many things. I think none of them are really harmful. I'm addicted to skiing, my kids, writing, eating, and maybe, just maybe, social media. I'm not sure. It's up for debate in my household, with me not believing it's as much of a problem as my family believe. I will get to that later. But here are some questions. There are 10 questions I ask. About whether or not you may or may not be addicted to social media. So let's start in order. How often a day do you check your various social media accounts? For example, Twitter, Facebook, comments on your blog, Pinterest, which is a new possible one, or Google Plus, or any of the others. Do you have a day off from doing social media? When you're on vacation, do you make sure wherever you go has internet access? Now, we're going heli-skiing, my wife and I. And in the brochure from CMH, Canadian Mountain Holidays, they say some lodges have Wi-Fi. So when we made the plans, I said to my wife, I want to make sure that there's Wi-Fi there. So my answer to number three is an affirmative yes. Yes, I make plans. I want to stay at hotels that have Wi-Fi for free. I don't want to pay $19.95 for Wi-Fi. I think that should be free. Getting to the paying question, will you pay for Wi-Fi on a plane? My answer is no way. I can do without it for the plane ride. And it irritates me to no end that they charge on a plane. For that matter, will you pay for Wi-Fi anywhere? For me, again, the answer is no. If I need Wi-Fi and I'm out and about, I just go to a Starbucks or a McDonald's, two companies that are smart enough to provide it at no charge. Do you pay for Wi-Fi via a mobile provider so you have a connection with you wherever you go? Now, a lot of people do. I just bought an iPad, and there was a choice for how I could spend a little bit more money and get an iPad that came built in with a Wi-Fi wireless connection to AT&T, for which I'd pay a monthly subscription. And therefore, my iPad, wherever I was, just like a mobile phone, would have access to the internet. And I chose not to. I figured I can deal with it when I'm in a place where it has Wi-Fi. I don't need it every minute, every day. But some people do. Question number seven, have you tried to go cold turkey for any period of time on social media? And if so, how did that work for you? Answer honestly, if you really want to look at it. Number eight, what does your family say? As I've already admitted, my family believes that I am always on the computer. And my argument to that, they may be right. I'm not going to, you know, defend myself completely, but my argument is I work out of the house. If I was gone from the house, the number of hours that I spend working on my computer, I think they would notice my absence far more than seeing me on and off it all day long and sometimes into the evenings at home. Not sure. Probably the best way to measure that would be to literally clock the hours over the course of a week and compare them to what we might consider a reasonable work week. Another question. Do you check your social media in bed? I would ask another question. How many of you actually have televisions in your bedroom? I hate having a television in our bedroom, but my wife really wanted it. And so she sometimes likes to watch TV in bed, and that is just a place where we disagree. But do you check your Wi-Fi? Do you check your social media when you're in bed? Do you do it via a laptop, an iPad, or your phone? Do you? And finally, how much time do you spend on your social media per day? We know that, and this is, again, my argument with my family, I watch maybe 2 to 3 hours of television per week, if that much. My wife watches television every morning and every evening, every morning when she's doing chores in the kitchen, making breakfast, and doing any kind of laundry or stuff like that that she may be doing before she heads out to work. And she always watches the Today Show. And then every evening she watches something as she's when she's cooking, which is most nights a week. I mean, we eat at home 4 or 5 nights a week. And my younger son watches a lot of television. Now, he's a 4.0 student, so I cannot complain. I wish he would play outside more, but he watches a lot of television. And he has about, 10 to 12 shows per week that he watches pretty darn aggressively. So I often say to them, well, if I spent the same amount of time watching television as you do, what is the difference between that and me going on the computer and going on Twitter or Facebook or anything else? So these are some of the questions. I have, ironically, in the column, I take the fifth and I don't really answer them. So I have answered these questions publicly now, not in the column. I do ask you to consider these issues. Do you have balance in your life? As a parent, the balancing act often becomes so much more challenging. You have work, spouse, kids, play, other relatives, religion, exercise, diet. These are all things that we juggle. It's a lot. And it's said that the average person watches, 6 hours of television a day. I find that, astonishing. But it may even be more. That's an incredible amount of your waking hours, which are really only about 18, or not even 18. Well, let's see, 18 hours a day is considered. That would be 8 hours sleep. No, that's not right. It's 16 hours. 16 plus 8, yes, 2/3. So if it was 6 hours a day, that means almost over 1/3, almost half of your hours a day are watching television? That seems absurd. So things to think about, things to talk about. Are we near a break, Richard? We are near a break. I will come back with a tease about next week, which in fact does not include me, a review of today's show, and some final thoughts after these messages.
I need the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Boy. Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down, way down.
Or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
That's it.